नमः ॐ विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे ओम I bow to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, whose mission is to teach the art of purely serving God. Of all who've lived on earth, to Krishna nuns as dear as he, who at Sri Krishna's lotus feet has dwelt eternally. Obeisances to you, O prime disciple of your Lord, Sri Saraswati Thakur, wielder of the preaching sword. By preaching Lord Chaitanya's words, you've saved the Western lands from voidism, impersonalist creeds, and all such shams. What follows is a selection of poems by Dravida Das. Most are versifications of existing Sanskrit verses, and some are original. We begin with an homage to Srila Prabhupada, first offered on his Vyasa Puja Day in 1997. Trapped within samsara's all-devouring blazing fire, we had no hope of rescue, till by Krishna's strong desire, you boldly sailed across the sea to spread his holy name and teach the truths of bhakti so some souls would be reclaimed. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Patiently you taught us how to chant the holy name, and how to dance, and how to sing, and what was life's true aim. And thus you gave us Lord Chaitanya's teachings unalloyed, and saved us from the all-devouring Mayavadi void. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. When Krishna Bhakti spread and you had centers here and there, you introduced the worship of the deities so fair. And soon throughout the world their lordships smiled upon your crew, and nourished strong devotion to themselves and unto you. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Prasadam was your special weapon no one could resist. Once the Sunday feast had started, no one could desist. Halva, sweet rice, crisp pakoras, sabjis, puris, rice. With these and other preps, you did our tongues and hearts entice. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. The books you shower down upon the masses and on us taught scripture's sacred essence, bhakti pure and nectarous. And while you wrote, you relished Sri Sri Radha Krishna's name and form and pastimes, qualities, and everlasting fame. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. While managing your ISKCON with the whole world as your stage, meeting, preaching, traveling like a man of half your age, you served their lordships Sri Sri Radha Krishna in your heart, arranging for their pastimes in Vrindavan's secret part. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. The Guru is as good as God, you said, and some were shocked. But you had simply quoted scripture, you did not concoct. And sure enough, for those who worship you as they would God, the path of bhakti opens wide and joyfully is trod. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. If you bestow your mercy, then Sri Krishna gives his too. But if your mercy is lacking, then there's nothing we can do. So every day we should reflect upon your life sublime, and vow to serve you always with our body, words, and mind. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. I pray that my small hymn, though lacking literary worth, presented on this day of your appearance on this earth, may find some favor both with you and with your devotees, who hover round your lovely lotus feet like maddened bees. O Prabhupada, I pray that you bestow your mercy now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Next is the third Chaitanyashtaka from the Stavamala by Srila Rupa Goswami. Upasita padambu jasa tamano dakta rudradibhi papadna purushottamam padamadabhramun vrajita samasta natamandali spuradabhishta kalpadrumam shachi sutamahi pabo kudumukunda mande kripam. Navarnihitamishate godataravatarahita bhavandamulabudhayo nakulasava bhamadayo bhado bhavatu tatrakak patarato namaste param shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukundamande kripam. Your lotus feet are worshipped by the multitude of gods, beginning with Lord Shiva, in whose heart devotion throbs. You've made Lord Jagannath's great city by the sea your home, and there you shine with splendor as in ecstasy you roam. For all your loving devotees, who beam like many moons, you are a wish-fulfilling tree, bestowing endless boons. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Shripad Sarvabhoma Padacharya never finds the limits of your glories, what to speak of lesser minds. Even Lord Ananta and your other incarnations find their power to extol you fraught with limitations. Your vast intelligence will surely never know defeat. I humbly bow before you and most earnestly entreat. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. The glorious Upanishads had kept the secret sealed. By them the gem of pure devotion never was revealed. Nor did your most exalted incarnations show that jewel, for only you yourself could bring about the great renewal of Krishna Bhakti. And behold, you've reached your lotus hand into the nectar sea and cast that gem upon this land. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Overwhelmed with love of Krishna, who is none but you, you dance ecstatically, astounding three-eyed Lord Shambhu. To your humble devotees you gladly manifest the nectar of devotion, they feel infinitely blessed. The proud and egotistical can never know your glories. To them accounts of your great deeds are just so many stories. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Even low-born sinful souls entrapped in Kali's age, suffering unnumbered pains that no one can assuage, are instantly delivered when you kindly seek them out and flood them with your splendid mercy, making bhakti sprout. And so with heart rejoicing at your mercy's endless store, I take full shelter of your lotus feet and then implore, O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Trickling from your lotus mouth, the honey nectar stream of your pure words enlightens all and showers bliss supreme upon the humble bumblebees who are your devotees. What use to them are dry philosophies, austerities? You are an ocean full of gems, the holy names which bless all people on this planet with supreme auspiciousness. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. The beauty of your face defeats the full moon's soothing glow. From full-blown lotus petal eyes your loving glances flow. Like clusters of your winning smiles, your lovely lips are graced. Your chest is broad, your arms are like two glorious upraised snakes. Your handsome form defeats 100 million Kamadevs. And best of all, your mercy floods this world in endless waves. O Lord Chaitanya, Shimukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. O Lord, whose splendor calls to mind the golden daffodil, I am the lowest sinner in this world of sinners. Still, you overlook the faults of one whose faults are like an ocean, and bless him with the strength to practice unalloyed devotion. With this in mind, O Lord, who are most kind to fallen souls, I worship you with humble heart, devoid of mundane goals. O Lord Chaitanya, Shimukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. O festival of happiness for all this world of woe, O Lord who caused the joy in Shachi's heart to overflow, O fulgent moon whose glow is your unending spotless fame, O Bhagavan whose mission is to spread your holy name, O Sri Chaitanya Chandra, kindly grant this one request. May those who hear these verses, feeling purified and blessed, while deeply contemplating your exquisite lotus feet, attain pure love for you, and make their blessed lives complete. O Lord Chaitanya, Shimukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Next is the first Kund Bihar Ashtaka by Srila Rupa Goswami from his Stavamala.
Inda nilna mani mandrila vana pullani pukusa manchita khana krishna labada kushoda sihari sundaro jayati kund bihari jayati kund bihari jayati kund 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 bihari Radhika Vadana Chandra Chakora Sava Balla Bava Dhujati Chora Chachari Chitada Thanchita Chari Charato Jayati Kunja Bihari Jayati Kunja Bihari Jayati Kunja 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 Bihari Sarvatak Patilakala Kapava Gonsanena Dutta Vasava Gava Goshta Lakshana Kategidi Dhari Lilaya Jayati Kunda Bihari, Jayati Kunda Bihari, Jayati Kunda 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 Bihari.
His smooth complexion conquers sapphire, stunning to the eye. Kadamba blooms with fragrance full on each ear gently lie. His beauty's greatened by his chest where Gunja garland stays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Chakor longing for the moon of Radha's radiant face, a thief purloining patience from the cowherd's wives apace, his expert rhythmic dancing, winning up Sarah's loud praise. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. When Indra's sacrifice he stopped, he stole the Deva's pride by playfully uplifting Giri Govardhan to hide his friends and cows beneath the hill for 7 nights and days. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Heart-warming, warbling melodies adorn his flute, which sings of Cupid's fest. To him unending happiness it brings. The parrot pair, his loving pastimes, never tire to praise. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays.
His glistening garments steal a splendid glow by gold possessed. A perfect peacock plume bedecks his most exquisite crest. Vrindavan's radiant girls rejoice to see his loving ways. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Most fragrant sandal paste anoints his limbs so slightly blue. A golden belt adorns his handsome waist, he's likened to an elephant bound by the ropes of Radha's winning ways. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. His folded forehead glows with golden tilak he's applied. His playful pastimes swing his chumbuk wreath from side to side. He meets the gorgeous gopis for their rendezvous in caves. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Their work ignored, the coward's wives are fairly paralyzed when dancing glances strike them from the corners of his eyes. Ecstatic hero setting love-mad Radha's heart ablaze. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. The pastimes that the Lord enjoys in Braj's sylvan bowers enhance this octave's beauty and pour forth pure nectar showers. Whoever hears these verses soon acquires saintly traits and serves his lustrous lotus feet with love that ne'er abates. And serves his lustrous lotus feet with love that ne'er abates. Next is the Sri Nanda Nandanashtaka from the Govinda Lilamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Ambudanjanendra Nila Nindikanti Dambara Kunkamodet Arkabindyut Amshudivya Rambara Shimadanga chachi tindu pita nakta chandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Ganda tanda vati panditanta jesha kundalas Chandra padma shandha gava khandanasya mandala Ballavishu vardhitatma gudha bhava bandhana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Nityananga rupa vesa hara keli chestita Keli nama shama dahi mitra vinda veshtita Sriya keli kana nangshu nijitendra nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana.
His dark complexion mocks mascara, sapphires and the blackish cloud. His garments shine like reddish rising sun with lightning bolts endowed. With sandal paste enhanced with camphor are his handsome limbs replete. May Nanda Sun bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda Sun bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. Upon his cheeks his shark-shaped earrings dance with quintessential grace. The pride of countless moons and lotus blooms is shattered by his face. The gopis bind his heart with hidden love that's perfect and complete. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. His loving pastimes, youthful form and gorgeous dress are always new. His coward friends delight him with their playful tricks and joking too. His splendid pleasure grows, making his Nandana accept defeat. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. Their hearts aglow with golden frame, his friends and kin expand his joy. The universal rulers bow their heads before that cowherd boy. He daily honors learned, truthful Brahmins, free of all conceit. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. King Indra's wealth and Kaliya's and Kunsa's life and Vatsa's too, he crushed with ease, thus raining down heroic pastimes ever new. Like Chatakas, his devotees are nourished by that torrent sweet. May Namdisan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Namdisan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. His rasa dance in sylvan groves delights Sri Radha and her friends, who drink the nectar of his clever joking play which never ends. The glory of his loving sports fills all the worlds with joy complete. May Nandasan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nandasan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. His rasa dance displays intense devotion of the purest kind, his charming wondrous form and dress enchant enchanting Cupid's mind. His glances at the gopis hint at ecstasy supremely sweet. May Nandasan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nandasan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. As Radha gathered flowers, Krishna touched her, then he felt desire and jubilation as he saw her face adorned with loving ire. Hari becomes the sandal paste on Radha's heart whene'er they meet. May Nandasan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nandasan bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. Exalted goddesses like Lakshmi Devi rarely ever see Sri Radha's lover Madhava. But if a humble devotee recites these verses, then Sri Radhika's enjoyer Sri Hari will pour the nectar of his service down on him eternally. Will pour the nectar of his service down on him eternally.
Next is the Sri Radhikashtaka from the Govinda Lilamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Kunkamakta kanchanandra gavahari gaurabha pitanansi tabja gandha kirti nindi sorabha Vallavesha suna sarva vanchitartha sadhika mayamatma pada punma dasa dastu radhika mayamatma pada punma dasa dastu radhika Kauravinda kanti nindi chitra patra shatika Krishna matra bhringa keli kulla pushpa vatika Krishna nitya sangha mata punma bandhu radhika mayamatma pada punma dasa dastu radhika Mayam Atma Parapunna Dasa Dastu Radhika Saukumaya Srishta Pulla Vali Kirti Nigraha Chandra Chanda Notpalindu Sevya Shita Vigraha Swabhimarsha Bulla Visha Kamatapa Badhika Mayam Atma Parapunna Dasa Dastu Radhika Mayam Atma Parapunna Dasa Dastu Radhika
Her gold complexion steals the pride of gold and lotus tinged with red. Her fragrance mocks the scent of lotus bloom with saffron powder spread. Her skill in satisfying Sri Hari is perfect and complete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Her wondrous silken garments shame the splendor rubies can display. She is a blooming garden where the bee of Krishna loves to play. She worships Surya every day so she and Madhava can meet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Eclipsed by Radha's tenderness, the fame of budding blossoms dims. The moon, the lotus sandal paste, and camphor serve her cooling limb. When Krishna burns with love desires, whose soothing touch dispels the heat, may Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Though youthful goddesses adored by all adore the goddess Shri, she lacks Sri Radha's beauty, youth, and every other quality. So when it comes to lover's sports, with Radha no one can compete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. In arts like dancing, singing, joking, Radha is by far the best. She shines with countless traits divine, like love and gorgeous form and dress. Among the famous gopis of Vrindavan, she's supremely sweet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Eternal pastimes, beauty, youth, and love for Krishna make her rich. The loving gopis tremble just to see that love at highest pitch. Her meditation on Sri Krishna's form and pastimes is complete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Perspiring, trembling, hairs on end, and crying, faltering of the voice, impatience, joy, and guile, these signs of rapture make her friends rejoice. For Krishna's eyes, her many jeweled ornaments provide a treat. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Apart from Krishna for a moment, Radha feels anxiety and restlessness and other moods, the highest kind of ecstasy. But when she meets him with some effort, all her sufferings retreat. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Exalted goddesses like Parvati can hardly ever see Sri Krishna's lover Radhika, but if a humble devotee recites these verses, then Sri Radha, who enjoys with Sri Hari, will pour the nectar of her service down on him eternally, will pour the nectar of her service down on him eternally. Next is the Sri Sri Shikshastaka by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jeto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreyakkaidavachandrika vitadanam vidyavadhu jivanam anandambudivardhanam pratipadam purnamitaswadanam sarvatmasnapadam param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. Namnamakadi bahudani jasavishaktis tatrapita niyamitak smadanena kala eta drishita bakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrishami hajane nanuragaho drinadapi sunichena tado divasahishnuna amanena manabena kirtani aksadahari Nadanang janang sundarim kavitang bhajagadisha kamahe Manajanmani janmanishware bhavatan bhaktira hoitu kifrahi Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitang maam vishamim bhavam budho Kripaya tava para pankaja stitadhuli sadrisham vichindaya Nayanangaladashudharaya vadanangangadarudhaya gira Pulakaya nichitangva pukada tapanama ghaneva vishiti Yugahitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishahitam Shunyahitam jagatsavam govinda vidahena mehe Ashlishya vaparadatam pinashtumam adarshanam mamahatam korotuva yatatatha vavadadhatu lampato matprananathas dhusahevana padaho. All glory to the chanting of Sri Krishna's holy names, which easily extinguishes samsara's blazing flames by polishing the lust-encrusted mirror of the heart. That chanting is the waxing moon that knows the secret art of causing the white lotus of good fortune to unfurl its petals far and wide throughout this bleak and blighted world. of transcendental knowledge, which will take us to life's goal. The chanting of the name of Krishna is the life in soul. The ocean of ecstatic bliss floods far beyond its bounds, wherever Krishna's merciful and mystic name resounds. Indeed, whenever Krishna's names are sung in congregation, at every step one tastes a joy that knows no limitation. So hear with great attention, as I earnestly exclaim, please bathe your consciousness by chanting Krishna's holy name. By transcendental potency, that name will surely bless you with pure love for Krishna and the end of all distress. Krishna Govinda Himkeshava tu, your names have no end, and in each of them you have invested your potencies, leaving none out. Whenever we want, we can chant them without the slightest restriction of time or of place. O Lord, who can fathom your infinite grace? Yet I am so wretched, devoid of all shame, that I haven't developed a taste for your name. More humble than a blade of grass, as tolerant as a tree, to think all praise belongs to others, none belongs to me. These qualities attract the Lord to bless one with the power to chant his name incessantly until the final hour. Wealth and women, followers, the fruits of mundane piety, liberation from this world of limitless anxiety. For me, O Lord, these common goals have not the slightest worth. Let me serve you purely now and in each future birth. Your servant for eternity, I lost my true identity and fell into this horrid sea of birth and death, O Lord. O Nanda's son, please hear my plea. By your sweet grace, consider me a speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore. A speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore. Tears streaming from my eyes, my voice choked with bliss, the hairs upon my body standing up in happiness. When will all these signs of rapture decorate my limbs as I chant your holy name, the monarch of all hymns? Every moment drags on for a million years or more. From the rain clouds of my eyes, the tears in torrents pour. This whole creation's nothing but a vast and joyless void. O Govinda, by your absence, I am being destroyed. Let Madhava embrace this maid who's fallen at his feet, or let him trample me or my most ardent hopes defeat, by never giving me a chance to see him anywhere, thus shattering my heart and plunging me into despair. You see, he is a reckless libertine and not a saint, so let him act in any way he likes without restraint. Yet though his cruel and crooked ways may cause me constant woe, Krishna is the only Lord my heart shall ever know. Krishna is the only Lord my heart shall ever know. These eight essential verses Lord Chaitanya wrote to teach the practice and the goal of chanting Krishna's holy name. Day by day, whoever chants or hears this song will reach a little closer to perfection, spotless Krishna praise. That last is from Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 2065. Next, a verse about the holy name from Srila Rupa Goswami's Stavamala.
Jiyan nama marare prim madandasya namya madavindam babadiyada basopi svachidalam mukti muktaya.
All glories to the holy name of Krishna Moor's foe, that name's a blooming lotus with ambrosia overflowing, the soothing balm of love of God to cure all pain and woe. Just a dim reflection of that name is slightly glowing, is like a drop of purest rain that falls within an oyster shell and brings about the pearl of liberation from this earthly hell. Next, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 3181.
Anghak sangha dadakilam sakadudayare vasakala lokasya jadanidivatamila jaladim jayachitagun mangalam hare nama. Anghak sangha dadakilam sakadudayare vasakala lokasya jadanidivatamila jaladim jayachitagun mangalam hare nama.
When the moon is invisible, withered to nil, and the sun is long gone from the sky, then an ocean of darkness envelops this world, and the timorous fear they might die. But that thick wall of gloom is at once swept away when the first signs of sunrise appear, and the dawning of day gives assurance to all that in truth there is nothing to fear. In a similar way, when illusion holds sway, and the soul has forgotten his Lord, and the darkness of ignorance covers his heart, sin and suffering are his reward. But as soon as he chants Krishna's name, even once, in a manner that doesn't offend, then his ignorance flees like the darkness at dawn, and his sin and his suffering end. So there's nothing to fear, for the Son of the Name has appeared with his powers divine. In your heart may that sun, benedictive for all, become fixed and eternally shine. In your heart may that sun, benedictive for all, become fixed and eternally shine. Next, verse 108 from Srila Bilvamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. Jaya 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 deva 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 tibhavana mangala dindi nama deha. Jaya 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 deva Krishna deva shavana manonaya nama tavatara. Jaya 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 deva 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 tibhavana mangala dindi nama deha. Jaya 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 deva Krishna deva shavana manonaya nama tavatara. All glory, 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 Lord, all glories unto Thee, who with Thy holy name bless all three worlds and set them free. All glory, glory, glory unto Thee, O Krishna Dev, whose nectar floods our ears and eyes and hearts in endless waves.